You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
About a type of harm that might be caused, and that is if two people fight, that never happens. Amen. You won. But you never see any Yehudi, you know, they fight or argue. Have you seen?
No.
Chas v'shalom. So now here, the Torah is informing us, if one hits another Yehudi, and God forbid, it was very harsh, and that was the end of it. So, what's the punishment? If somebody intentionally commit a murder. Yeah, no. The punishment is exactly the same thing. So also it has to be punished in the same way. Then we are informed that if he did not have in mind to commit such a thing, like let's say he was going up the ladder, he was chopping wood, and the axe flew away and hit somebody in the head. Now, so he has to go to the exile. It's called the city of Miqlat, right? So now what's the difference? The both cases, the result was exactly the same thing, no?
Death.
So how come one, we punish him in the same way? He has to be punished, decreed to death, and the other one, we send them to for training till Kohen Gadol is alive. So what's the difference?
One is intentional murder,
one is... Very nice. So here we see the intention counts. Even though that we see they're both dead. One was intentionally, one it was not intentionally. Isn't that interesting? So that means your intention, for example, when you come to Beit Knesset, and then they give you Sidur, and then they ask you, now is the time of Mincha. So here, makes a lot of difference when you open your Sidur, what intention you have. So according to this, it makes a lot of difference, right? So it's not that just you open your Sidur and then you go through the pages. So intention counts. So it's a very interesting thing that we learned in Parashat Vayehi that Yaakov Avinu Shalom is telling his dear son, Yosef HaSadiq, that I went to the war with Emori, with my arrow and a bow. But never in the Torah says that Yaakov Avinu Shalom hold the arrow and the bow. You see anywhere? No. So what did he mean? So he meant that I prayed to Hashem. So his tefillah is compared to arrow and a bow. So what does that mean? What's the comparison? The tefillah is compared to tir and a kaman, arrow and a bow. So first of all, when you go to confront the enemy, can you go bare hand or you need some type of
weapon?
No? So here we see an interesting thing that Yaakov Avinu Shalom is teaching us that we have an enemy. What is called the enemy?
Yes, sir.
Taking a nap. Because we take a nap constantly. Even when we walk, we take a nap. What does that mean? So that means the Yetzer Hara doesn't let you to stay awake. So you need a weapon, right? So this weapon is a very interesting weapon, right? So now, the distance that you can throw the arrow, it depends. It depends.
On your bow.
What does it mean?
How strong is the bow is?
How much you pull the
bow.
Yeah. Where do you pull it to?
Back.
To the top.
To the where?
To yourself.
What does it mean to yourself?
The past.
To your heart.
Yeah, you could say that.
You never go back, no? So when you pull the bow, so the closer becomes your heart, so then the arrow will go?
Forward.
So that was like, Shalom is saying to Yosef. He was telling him that tefillah means the more you do your tefillah from bottom of your heart, so then the arrow is going to go?
Farther.
You know, is that something? Yeah. And then sometimes we miss out, right? Because sometimes you forget, you leave your heart at home or at work, or your heart, you cannot wait. Let's say after Arvid, you have to go somewhere. All the samachot.
Amen.
And then you're not here, you cannot wait. You know, when you're gonna, the Arvid is gonna start, so I have to leave, you know. And then you finish your tefillah like this, and then. So that's what exactly Yaakov Shalom is trying to tell Yosef HaTzadik. This enemy, it's an unbelievable enemy. It's very interesting, Gemara says, even Ganavim, you know what the Ganav means? The thieves, Even though when they're going to steal, they pray. What do they say? Say, please, the people will not be home. Even though they're home, they'll be heavy sleep. When I go there, will be everything open, not locked. So he Gemara says, even the thief prays. So what does Gemara mean? We exactly pray like a Ganav. Our prayer, exactly like a Ganav. Just the thief prays. We also, exactly the same way. Why? Because you're going to go take something that doesn't belong to us. The heart is not there. And that's why here we learn, it's an unbelievable thing. Two people commit a murder. One had the intention, one didn't have the intention. See how the difference it is. And here there's a beautiful point. Yaakov Shalom tells Yosef HaTzadik that I backed you up, Shimon Levi, they went to Shechem. It was all because of my prayer. Don't think that you wiped up the city. I was in the backup and prayed for you. And any time that we would go to the war, we had 1,000 people from each tribe and 1,000 people, the backup, to retail in for them. Here is a very beautiful quote. Peshet means rainbow. We always say, Aseh le'maan shemecha, Aseh le'maan kedushatecha, Aseh le'maan toratecha. Aseh le'maan, we say, we ask Hashem, please do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your holiness. Do it for the sake of your Torah. So shemecha and kedushatecha and toratecha. The first letter of these three words is Peshe. It's a bow. So we see here, we have to work very, very hard that we pull the bow where?
To our heart.
You have to bring your heart at the time of tefillah and make sure that he's not thinking about anything else. Only. Focus on your tefillah, and then with that we see that how our tefillah turning yemei gubal velatzon. That Hashem is giving Yeshuot, besorot tovot, and chodesh ma'aleh semachot lekol am Yisrael. Amen ki ratzon.
Hallelujah, kol hanshama.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.